This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Frank Cusimano is here from KSDK, as he always is on a Friday afternoon and Monday at this time. How about my Packers last night, Frank?
Mark, I got to tell you something. If you go and call FanDuel or get on the phone with FanDuel, the Packers winning the NFC, I mean, it's the Packers and Eagles world in the NFC. I just love everything about your roster, your quarterbacks making the next stride. Maybe it's lacking a league wide receiver, but I love your squad.
Well, and then, you know, one of the wide receivers goes down last night with a broken collarbone. Jaden Reed, that's not going to help them. But they do have a deep core, and, you know, the defense is really smothering. Look, the Commanders, as you know, they're a great team, and they just couldn't get it rolling last night, even though they have a great offense and a great team overall. It's early. Okay, now, on the flip side, I can actually, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I can see the Chiefs coming out of this weekend 0-2, sadly, because they take on the Eagles.
Yeah, and there's a really horrible statistic about the percentage chances of teams that began a season 0-2 and make the postseason. Now, granted, there's more teams that make it, but they got some injury issues, they got some suspension issues, but every time you say that, Patrick Mahomes goes out and dominates the game. But this is a big game, and, you know, you look at the way the Eagles are, you look at that roster and you compare it to the Chiefs roster. Yeah, there's a real chance they're 0-2 by 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
I know, and that worries me. But look, there's no easy road in the NFL, and these games sometimes are very, very close. Let's talk a little college football. Mizzou does not have a tough opponent tomorrow. They move the game time, Frank, which I think is weird, up to noon because of the heat. It's not a lot of fun watching football when it's in the mid-90s, and certainly playing football with pads on when it's that hot. But I don't know if they actually helped anything by moving it to noon. But it's essentially a high school team coming in, so they should roll on this one, right?
Yeah, and fittingly, high schools do this a lot more often than colleges. The difference is that high schools, when they move a game to deal with the scintillating heat, they move it to 10 a.m. But because of the television package, you couldn't move Mizzou that early. But I think it's just another great, you know, example or a great chance for Mizzou's high-powered offense to, you know, to rev it up and get ready for the game of the year coming up in about 8 days with South Carolina coming to town.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one in a week.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that ends up being the host of College Game Day. That would be really cool, yeah. And it's going to be one of the better games, I think, on the slate for Week 4. Here's my question.
By the way, that would be awesome because they haven't been to Columbia in a while.
Mizzou should get a game this year, whether it be that or the Alabama game. They should get one. Here's my question for you, Frank. I know Louisiana, weaker opponent compared to last week and obviously next week, but is there anything specific you'd like to see the Tigers improve on before going into such a huge game next week against the Gamecocks?
Well, you know, Coach Drink, at the end of his press conference on Tuesday, basically said, these guys have gotten enough praise, all right? We still do a lot of things wrong. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing wrong because they allowed Kansas 3 rushing yards. And their skill position players had, like, you know, Don Coryell, San Diego Charger offensive stats. So I don't know what the weakness is. Granted, it's two games and one of the opponents stunk, but I don't know how they get better right now.
That's an encouraging sign, isn't it, Mark?
I would say, look, I think they're starting off the way that they had to. Look, they had to smoke that team the first week,
Central
and they
Arkansas.
Did, right? And they played solid against KU tomorrow. You know, you don't want to take anything for granted, and you know that teams that come in that are heavily not favored love to spoil, you know, a home team's party. But I feel good about what's happening with this team right now.
What Bo Prabula's been able to do through his first two games is extremely impressive. And, you know, Frank, it's obvious quarterback is key in college football, and Bo Prabula's been really encouraging for Tigers fans so far.
Yeah, he won the Maxwell Award for outstanding quarterback in the country last week. The SEC's Bill Connelly ranked the SEC quarterbacks, and he had Bo Prabula number one. This is a guy who didn't even have a job a couple of weeks ago, and now he's considered the best quarterback in the SEC. So everything's clicking for him. But, again, 8 days from now, you know, we'll find out if he's worth the $1.5 million or $1 million Mizzou's paying him.
Right.
I can't believe I missed this, but I didn't realize that the Tigers are ranked number 25. I'm not sure which poll, but they did end up
AP.
In the top 25. Okay, well, there you go. I've given up on baseball, Frank. Should I have given up on baseball? I've given up. I've said uncle.
Yeah, I think so. And tonight, if you're watching, you'll get a chance to look at one of the great stories, not just in baseball, but in professional sports. How a team with that payroll has a better record than the Dodgers and is 30 games over 500 and is a portrait of excellence in the National League. I'm talking about the Brewers. Doesn't matter what players they lose to free agency, what players they lose to injury. The Brewers are like the Cardinals were like 15 years ago. They just do nothing wrong, and they just win, win, and win.
It's amazing. And, you know, I still have a lot of connections up there. I spent almost 10 years when they weren't a very good team, and they had different ownership because Mark Annazio, who bought the team, you know, really put some effort into, you know, the payroll. Although, you know, it's dramatically different than the Dodgers and the Yankees, and they are really, maybe they're finally there. It really pains the people in Milwaukee what happened in 1982 to this day, and they hate the Cardinals. They hate the Cardinals, and they're jealous of the Cardinals. So I can root for the Brewers in a year that the Cardinals are not going to do anything in the postseason. Frank, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, well, I think the biggest hockey story of the summer was the firing of John Kelly. And he sits down with us for his first television interview. And one quick little appetizer is that as soon as he got the news, one of the first people to call him was Braden Schenn, the captain of the Blues. He felt so bad for John. Just another example why this guy is such a classy leader. He also got a call from John Hamm. But John Kelly takes us through how painful it is and his next step. He's going to be the new television voice of the Kings. We'll talk with him.
He seems to have come out of it okay, right?
Oh, my goodness. Mark, he's going to have a house a half a mile away from the practice facility of the Kings. He's on the beach. He's going to walk there in shorts every day. So he's doing just fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel too badly for him. Hey, we're out of time, so I got to rock and roll here, but we'll talk Monday.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. Frank Cusimano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.